Hello, this is Eva Taub Skincare from Miami and Atlanta, and today's topic is going to be or question: are men and women that have hormonal imbalance equal when it comes to their hormones and particularly testosterone? So let me explain you something before we go into depths of this. Both men and women have testosterone, estrogen, and progesterone. However, they are in opposite ratios. Women have higher progesterone and estrogen, and they have a lower testosterone. Men have high testosterone, lower progesterone, and estrogen. But both sexes require all three hormones because they support each other and they have a function for each other. But right now, we are talking about women that suffer from PCOS, hormonal imbalance, endometriosis, that usually shows with different symptoms. And in addition, one of the visual symptoms, apart of gaining weight and being overweight, is excessive hair growth and is facial hair and kind of a masculine a growth of hairs like a beard on a woman's face. Obviously, that is responsible and comes due to the fact that women have elevated testosterone. The problem that I find in America is that many doctors, particularly in rural areas, do not really either care or understand to investigate, and they just sort of go by standards that are levels of hormones. And in many cases, they just send the woman for a blood work test. And if the blood work test shows that her testosterone levels are a little bit elevated, 10% elevated, they don't think that there is an issue of hormonal imbalance. And they simply answer the woman and say, well, you know, your treatment does not require any hormonal changes because your elevated testosterone is really very minute and it would have no effect on your body. Nothing is farther from the truth. Nothing is farther from the truth. The mere fact that a woman has a beard, has a male pattern hair growth on the face, must already put the red light in anybody that has any brains, any education, and any minimal care for another human being and say something is off. You cannot just go by basic information that you studied in school in your first year of medical school and say, okay, if this is a little bit elevated, there's nothing wrong with you. First of all, you have to analyze when you look at a woman that suffers from hormonal imbalances and a male pattern of facial hair and facial beard, you must know that something is wrong in that woman's body and that only a little bit elevated testosterone is not a sufficient answer for that woman. And why I speak about this, because I opened a clinic 5 years ago in the south, south of Atlanta, in Georgia. I have a clinic for 35 years in Miami Beach, in Bay Harbor, but I opened 5 years ago. And the reason that I came to the south and opened a clinic in the deep south is because there is such on equality of professionalism and doctors who really care and who provide information to women who really suffer from unwanted facial hair and have a male pattern of hair growth and a beard on the face, that I felt that it was my duty and my obligation to come and help all these women. Of course, I help with my knowledge, with my suggestions, and I also help with the fact that I specialize in dark and black skin and I use special lasers to get rid of the unwanted hair. But before we get to that part, I just want to clarify something. Men and women have all three hormones, estrogen, progesterone, testosterone. So do men, so do women. A regular person that does not have hormonal imbalance, let's say like myself, I have testosterone, which is not my dominant hormone, but it's there because testosterone is responsible for a lot of actions, for my energy, for my stamina, for my strength. There's a lot of reasons that testosterone must be present in a woman's body. It's the same thing why testosterone is the dominant hormone in a man. And the dominant hormone and high levels of testosterone are responsible for the hair pattern growth on a man's body, and of course also for his sexuality and his masculinity. So in many cases when women have hormonal imbalances, they are equal to men because their hormones, their elevated testosterone, is pretty much similar to regular testosterone that you find in a male's body. So how is one to treat this? So testosterone, as I said, in a male's body is responsible for strength, for energy, for hair growth, for erections, for sexual drive. Testosterone is responsible for that. But remember I said it's responsible for hair growth. Well, it's the same thing in a woman's body. It is responsible for hair growth. And if you have elevated testosterone in your bloodstream, you will have a male pattern. And if it's disproportionately high compared to your progesterone and estrogen, you will have a male pattern of hair growth and you will have facial hair. But how does that happen? So there are conditions when you have hormonal imbalances. And the first condition would be when you start menstruating, a year, 2 years into this, if your periods are heavy, if you have heavy clots, if you have heavy bleeding, if you have very painful periods, that should be the first red light telling you that something is off. Most likely, every single woman that has this problem with her menstruation when she's a young woman, what I just mentioned, I pretty safely can say that all these women will have hormonal imbalances and will have PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome, and will be overweight and will have excessive hair growth. This process and this situation can be remedied. The first remedy is that you have to find a doctor, that you have to find a good doctor, that you have to seek several opinions, not only one opinion. One of the things that you have to do is when you go, you see a OBGYN, a gynecologist, you see an endocrinologist, you want to do blood work. And I need you to remember what I'm going to say to you right now. Unfortunately, the farther you go away from cosmopolitan cities like Miami, New York, Boston, Los Angeles, Atlanta, and you go more into rural areas where you will fall into treatments of doctors that are perhaps less desirable for many different reasons, and they don't have the knowledge or they don't have the care or they don't have the tools to identify the problems that you have. And I am talking about it today because I want to give you the tools. So if you are a woman and you find yourself with excessive facial hair, first of all, you should know that you have elevated testosterone. Second, you go to the doctor, you want to do blood work. Your blood work might come back and say, well, your testosterone is elevated a little bit, so it's not related to testosterone. And I am here to come to tell you that it is absolutely false. And so to avoid any problems in the future, what I would like you to do is write this down. Free floating testosterone. I would like every woman that gets any problems with her facial hair, any problems, I would like any woman to ask the doctor to do a full blood work of all her hormones, of all her thyroids, but also do blood work and look for free-floating testosterone. What is free-floating testosterone? How do you find it? So free-floating testosterone is a testosterone that is different from your regular testosterone. And it's a testosterone that you will actually find and identify about 3 days prior to your period when you ovulate. In many women, the regular testosterone can show elevated 10-15%. But free-floating testosterone, when you take the blood work at the appropriate time, and it's usually in a gynecologist or endocrinologist that is halfway decent, will be able to calculate when your period comes and when you should do the blood work. And you will find out that you might come up with the results of regular testosterone being just a little bit elevated. But the moment you do a test for the free-floating testosterone, you will find out that there is a huge difference. And that is the problem, and that is the cause of your problem, and that is the cause of your unwanted facial hair, and that is the cause of your male pattern beard that you have on your face. Now, what is free-floating testosterone? It happens during ovulation, and it happens about 3 days before your period. So let's just say, for the sake of conversation, that free-floating testosterone under normal circumstances, let's say the number is 10. I'm just throwing a number. Well, if you have elevated free-floating testosterone during your ovulation, the testosterone will shoot up to 1,000. And this 1,000% excess of testosterone for the 2 or 3 days that you ovulate is so high that it is eventually sufficient to supply the testosterone into your bloodstream to supply and stimulate your hair follicles, so that when your hair follicles are germinating and starting to grow, there is so much free-floating testosterone in your bloodstream that it is enough. The 3 days are sufficient for the whole month to stimulate hair growth and give the hair follicles the male pattern testosterone through the bloodstream, which you actually will not find out by doing regular testosterone blood work. And voila, there is the problem. There is the problem that you have. The problem that you have is that the regular testosterone is just a little bit elevated, but your free-floating testosterone is the one that actually stimulated your hair follicles in your bloodstream and stimulated instead, stimulating, let's say, a 5% of your hair follicles. And just for the sake of conversation, we have about 1,000 hair follicles on every square inch of skin. So only 5% would be stimulated, but because you have so much in such a high ratio for the hormones, it stimulates 50% of your hair follicles, 40%, 60% of your hair follicles. It supplies it enough testosterone, and the hair follicles start producing excessive hair growth, which indeed shows as a male pattern beard on your face. This problem can be treated if you have the right doctor, if you go to the right doctor, if you find the appropriate doctor. Again, I say, if you live in a rural area, you have to make it a point to go to a big city, and you have to find and you have to research a good gynecologist, OBGYN, a good endocrinologist, and you have to go with your story, you have to go with your problem, and you have to ask for full blood work of all your hormones. But you have to specifically say, I also want you to send me for blood work for free floating testosterone. And it's then that the doctor will calculate according to your period, according to your time, when you should go and do blood work to see if you have elevated free floating testosterone. Once you find out that the testosterone is elevated, the doctor can then make recommendations to go to see if your endocrinologist, he will make recommendations, or the gynecologist will make recommendations what you need to take as far as medication to balance this out. However, one thing stays the same. That's the excessive hair growth. Remember this now, what I'm telling you. Any hair follicle that has been stimulated through hormones, became active, will never stop germinating and reproducing new hairs. Never. Unless you destroy it, unless you kill it. So even if you find out what your problem is, and even if you are going to be put on medications to mediate it and balance it and get rid of the problem, those follicles that were already once activated with your testosterone, those follicles will continue to grow and grow and grow and stimulate and make new hair. How do you get rid of it? Laser hair remover. The only way to get rid of hair, if your hair is dark, is laser hair remover. If your hair is white, you have no choice, you cannot do laser, because there is no laser that identifies the color white or blonde. Laser identifies color, so you have to have it from dark, blonde, you know, to black. That's color. So laser identifies color, and then through that process, laser will destroy the hair follicles when indeed the hair follicle is in the growing stage. So what you need to do and what you need to understand is that once you have activated hair follicles, and once you have a beard, once you have chin hair, neck hair, unwanted facial hair, those hairs that are already manifesting themselves and you see them on the surface of the skin, those hairs will never stop growing with no intervention whatsoever. The only intervention you can do is laser hair remover. Now, if you're a black person or a dark person, there's only one laser that is FDA approved and suitable for dark and black skin that will not destroy the pigment of your skin. And that is the ND-YAG laser. ND-YAG laser, YAG, is the only laser in the world that can treat dark and black skin without destroying the pigment of the skin. If you find this information interesting, if you find yourself, and I assume if you're listening to this, you probably will have some kind of problems. If you can make it to Georgia, to my Atlanta suburb location, or to my Miami Beach location, then you are very fortunate, because you will get me, and only me, personally, taking care of you and doing your laser hair removal and doing your evaluation and doing your consultation and guiding you. So if you can make it to Atlanta location or the Miami Beach location, then you should do everything in your power to come to see me. Now, I want to stress this out. Laser hair removal is not a one-time treatment. You require minimum 12 treatments, but if you have a hormonal imbalance, maybe 30 treatments. So you need to know that this is a commitment, and it's a long-haul commitment. It doesn't happen overnight. And you have to stick out the commitment to get rid of your hairs. So if you have the ability to make it to Georgia or to make it to Florida, then you are lucky. Then you should call me. My phone number is 305-864-3333. 305-864-3333. That's my phone number. If you want to talk to me, if you are not in America, or if you are not on the East Coast or on the Midwest, because you can make it from the Midwest. I have people come from Chicago, New York, New Jersey, Arizona, New Orleans, Tennessee, Alabama, Mississippi, the Carolinas, all of Georgia. They come to see me in Georgia. People either drive or people fly. And then Florida, of course, all of Florida, can come and see me in South Florida. Now, if you have questions, if you don't live here or you cannot make it to see me, then you should email me. If you have questions, you give me the story, give me pictures, give me your history. And I will advise you what I think you should do. My email is medspa, medspa33154@gmail.com. That is medspa33154@gmail.com. So either call me or send me an email, and either way, I will respond to you. What I ask of you kindly is this. If you think that this information is valuable, please do subscribe. I mean, this is presented on Spotify. This is presented here on Anchor. this is presented, I think I'm posting it to some other platforms. So, but please subscribe and share the link with other people that might suffer exactly how you are suffering. Obviously you are, if you are here and if you are listening to me. So listen to other episodes. If you want to see me live, and I talk about this subject for years, so I have a YouTube channel, which is exactly under the same name, Eva Taub Skincare. On YouTube. So you can also go to YouTube and you can listen. I have a lot of topics. I have over 1,200 videos on YouTube channel, so you can listen to my topics and you can get education. But the most important part for me is, if you personally find yourself in a situation and you have a problem and this makes sense to you, and you have been in the predicament where doctor said there's nothing wrong with you, but a doctor never offered you free-floating testosterone, nor did a doctor ever offer you to do a vaginal ultrasound, which is also another elementary ABC that should be done on any woman that has unwanted facial hair, neck hair, chin hair, and has a male pattern beard. A vaginal ultrasound is another tool that will validate to the doctor that there is a problem, even if your testosterone will show just a little bit elevated, because the doctor did not care enough or educate himself enough to look for free-floating testosterone. But if they will request a vaginal ultrasound, the ultrasound will be able to determine if you have cyst or a cyst in your abdominal cavity, which indeed most people that suffer from elevated testosterone and suffer from hormonal imbalance most likely have also cysts, which are a clear cut-through information and cut-through picture to know that you suffer from hormonal imbalance and that you suffer from PCOS, which is polycystic ovarian syndrome. So I'm giving you all the tools here right now, guys. Here is what you have to do. You have to see a doctor, you have to see an endocrinologist or gynecologist, you have to ask for all tests of all hormones and all four thyroids, and you have also to ask for free-floating testosterone. You also have to ask for a vaginal ultrasound to get a clear picture on what's going on with you. Once you get a clear picture, then at the same time, you have to seek somebody who will treat you and get rid of the hairs. The only way to get rid of hairs is with laser hair removal if your hair is dark. And you can get this done with the NDAG laser in my clinics in Georgia, in the suburb of Atlanta, or in Miami Beach. My number is 305-864-3333. Thank you, guys. Ciao, ciao. Hope to see you in my next episode. Hope that you will listen to my next episode. Bye-bye, Eva.